Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, November 25th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about gender-based violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Today we have the Orange Day. The Orange Day is the day which every 25th of each month is a day where we highlight issues on ending violence against women. So we wear orange, we color the city orange. So today this is how we started by launching the Orange Day, so that each and every 25th of every month we highlight issues against gender-based violence.
Smash bala ama paper. Isibala indaba eziningi ezinkulu ezindlini ezinye zigcina abantu besifa njalo amalanga la aqhakathike kakhulu ukuthi abantu beyazi ukuthi ezindlini lapha hayi kuyafiwa
sakana sangathi nawo makasiyana siyana sangisithalo nemawindi mnongo zozo neitwa kwamabhasikeni nasi sangathi nawo nasi sisithola nawo bathanawo nesi kanyeze kupedza mhirizhonga kunyanya kuvadzimai nekune vanasikana.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 16 days of activism against gender violence.
The event is an international campaign that starts on November 25, advocating for the elimination of violence against women and ends on December 10, the Human Rights Day. The campaign hopes to raise awareness about gender-based violence as a human rights issue at local, national, regional, and international level.
The United Nations is calling for what has been dubbed a call to orange your neighborhood, with people around the world displaying the color to symbolize hope for a future free from violence against women and girls.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, for it.
Gibbs nasi tinauti tinge tichi taura nezve mhirizhonga inonzi inoitwa kuvanhukadzi nevanasikana pane mazuva gumi nematanhatu kana kuti 16 days anenge achiitwa nepasi rose kukurudzira vanhu kuti vasaite mhirizhonga kumadzimai nevanhukadzi. Gibbs
yekwambe zuro kandava lingalitora njani nyatembo kuti yambuzi blessing lamutikona ye mfoitu sakwamukela ntembo pele holiday endle.
Aiwa, yanga yakanaka zoro, ranga rakanaka zoro Gibbs.
Yeah,
zoro ramchana mchana.
Ancho pele. So unati TSB lokuzwa.
Tichatawa.
Ndakulokile foid. Yes, zvinodaba njoba sikhuluma ke lamhlanje sikhuluma ngelanga le international woti ndifaya kuhle sibini. International Day against gender based violence. So ilanga leli ngokuthi nxa kugahlamezwa omama kulo into ezinjalo. Kumiso kungabi khona phela kumele abantu bekhangela ukuthi kumele kwenziweni. Sizwile ke lapha ke blessing abantu bekhuluma sibili abaningi besithi ye bakhona abantu belokhu bekhahlameza omama ngesikhathi esiningi kumama uyabe engawonanga lutho kumama ankazana wonanga kwawo baphonga ukubasukela nje kungela lutho babenze khonokho babenza khona kodwa ke nxa sokutshaya umkhankaso onje kodwa kathi singakubeka njani eceleni ukuthi kusebenza abantu baphile kuhle phela abantu umama phela ngumnikazi wendlu phela antokazi. So nxa kunjalo singathini izulu kandaba ye ngena kuhlelo.
Of course, starting from last night, the iconic Empire State Building in New York and the United Nations headquarters were shining orange in light. And of course, in Times Square, one of the world's most visited tourist attractions, the Nasdaq and Reuters Tower screens were also flashing the color along with anti-violence messages. Of course, this is something that is very significant, as you know, that in Zimbabwe, the problem of gender violence mm-hmm. is still persisting, Gibbs.
Yeah, so in this issue concerning the orange color, mm-hmm. you know, it says, the slogan says, orange your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, reach out to your neighbors, local stores, food sellers on the corner of your street, mm-hmm. Gas stations, local cinemas, barbers, schools, libraries, and post offices.
Mm-hmm.
And then project orange lights and hang orange flags onto local landmarks, tie orange ribbons where you are allowed, and organize local orange marches
mm-hmm.
On this day. And this is to raise awareness about violence against women and discuss solutions that will work for your community.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great stride
that
towards the elimination
indeed.
Of this mm-hmm. year.
Mm. I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. I think that should be Ms. Glanis Changachirere,
mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken,
yes,
from
yes,
the Institute of this Institute for Young Women's Development, where she's the director there.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Changachirere, good evening.
Blessing, how are you?
We are doing fine, and thanks for joining us. Maybe Gibbs, you can fire away.
Now, let's get it right here. What did you do in Zimbabwe to mark this important day, Ms. Changachire?
Okay.
I think we've got a very bad line there. I think the best thing is to call her back, maybe.
Not now.
Well, okay,
I
so
can't hear them right now.
Okay, she can't hear us. She can't.
Yeah, I think we'll try to call her back. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about gender violence. So we want to hear from you. Tuda kunzwa kubva kwamuri vatereri kuti muri kuona sei nenyaya yemhirizhonga inenge ichiitwa kumadzimai nevanasikana. Pane nyaya dzakati wandei wandei dzevarume vanenge vachitema madzimai avo kana nedemo chairo kuvauraya. Pane kurohwa kunoitwa nekushungurudzwa kunoitwa madzimai nevanasikana. Zvinhu zvinotarisirwa kuti zvinga fanire kunge zvisingaitwe muZimbabwe, asi zviri kuramba zvichiitika, Gibbs.
Ye, ngizokutaura sasilo umama ke umemory lapha akumintroduce sizoke blessing.
Mrs. Memory Zonde Kachambwa, the executive director of the Women's Trust. Mrs. Kachambwa, good evening. Mrs. Kachambwa?
Yeah, we seem to have very serious problems, you mm-hmm. know, with our lines. So I hope that we're going to rectify that problem technically. So, but as part of the 16 days of activism blessing,
mm-hmm.
you know, organizations and activists are supposed to organize local events, you mm-hmm. know. Most of these local events can be maybe marches,
mm-hmm.
Marathons, panel discussions on radio
mm-hmm.
and television.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we're doing right now. And then you can have concerts, you can have film festivals. And generally, they should orange their world, you know, in with celebrities, the media, civil society organizations, and maybe to team up with the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
There's got a lot of these events that are taking place, even in Zimbabwe, as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's one kind of media platform where people can reach out, which mm-hmm. is the social media.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook has got a lot of, you know, stuff that can be posted there so that people can link. I have seen that there are some pages that have been created by the UN.
Mm-hmm.
So where somebody can visit and post a message of their choice, or even your own kind of dress that is orange.
Mm-hmm.
You can post it there, even your video, all those kind of things. I think this helps in terms of public engagement.
Indeed. And of course, there was a report, of course, that was conducted or a research by the United Nations. And the research carried out early this year says it was carried out by the UN Women. And it says that violence against women baseline study Zimbabwe 2013, it shows that emotional violence, Gibbs, is the most prevalent form of intimate partner violence, with a high 56% of the 3,326 women respondents reporting this form of violence in their lifetime. Emotional violence is not captured in police statistics. It is the silent death that women live with daily and which affects their agency, said Colleen Lowe Mona, the CEO of Gender Links, a Southern African NGO, which conducted the study with Zimbabwe's Minister of Women's Affairs, Gender and Community Development, and Musasa, a local NGO that has worked on violence against women in Zimbabwe since 1988. And it says of the six countries in Southern Africa that have conducted the VAW baseline study, Zimbabwe was the largest with 6,600 respondents. While Zimbabwe has a strong legal framework for addressing violence against women, and the study found that 50% of the respondents had knowledge of the country's Domestic Violence Act. The survey also shows high levels of underreporting, though people are aware that you know, men will be breaking the law should they engage in this gender violence. Sometimes they don't go to the police to report.
Very interesting indeed, Blessing. I think we've got our first guest, who is Mrs. Busisiwe Bebe, who is a gender activist and is in Bulawayo. Mrs. Bebe, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Very fine. How's Bulawayo?
I'm not in Bulawayo today, but I hear that it's very hot.
Okay, where are you exactly?
I am in Harare.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Blessing, I think you can take it from here.
Now, Mrs. Bebe, of course, we are talking about gender violence. How prevalent is this still in Zimbabwe? Do you think there is a lot of awareness that is going on to ensure that this comes to an end?
I believe there is a lot of awareness, and over the years we've been seeing it even appearing more in the media. But the situation is such that it is difficult to get totally rid of it. Actually, the cases are becoming worse and more gruesome. If you noted in the media, we had a man beheading his wife. We've had women being stabbed. We've had gruesome cases of gender-based violence in the last few months. And this just shows you how, even though the message is out there, how people are being encouraged to deal with their issues in a more humane manner, I think the structural situation in our country is making it difficult for people to deal with their problems in a less violent way. For example, the economic situation, the breakdown of the family structure, the sociocultural situation is such that people will end up resorting to violence to solve their problems.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Bebe. Of course, raising very key points there, Gibbs, that the economic crisis might also be contributing to this violence. As you know, I'm a student of Dambudzo Marechera in one of his great works,
The House of Hunger.
You know, he was, you know, writing about the colonial system, in that men were oppressed by their white colonial masters at work. Yeah. And then when they go home, they do the same. They met violence against women, and the women will tend to the children, and the children will tend to cats and dogs, you know, the domestic animals. So it became a vicious cycle of violence. So, I mean, she's also pointing to that. And also, of course, we have heard men hacking women to death.
Yes.
These are some of the cases that have been reported extensively even this year, Gibbs.
Yeah, Master Skuluma ke Nkosikazi Bebe, kona ukuthi umkonomi kumbe ngithi umnotho welizwe kawumanga kuhle. So ke abantu bagcina bechana sibile ezindlini la siyakwazi. Kodwa kuleyi indlela yini ongayenziwa ukuthi kungagcini kunjalo? Kube ngazani kuba lula nje kancane. Kwenziwani khonapho ke Nkosikazi Bebe?
Mina ngibona ngani into zangikhona sezibuye zeleka kakhulu, seziziningi kakhulu, njengoba ngijhile ukuthi imuli kayisahlangananga. Kulabanye abasemazweni, kulabanye abaseGoli. ogogo sebegcina abazukulu kukanti ngapha vele akula mali yokuthi laba bantu baphile impilo epheleleyo ngaleyo ndlela nxa kuyukuthi kulokuxabana akusela umuntu omdala ukukhuza umuntu ongubaba kumbe ubabakazi ongalandwa ngumalukazana ayekuthi ukuthi hayi siyahluphana ngalolu daba usecine esiyatshela abangane bakhe mhlawumbe bamtshelela eceleni kumbe laye ubaba cine esiyatshela abangane bakhe bamtshele bethi hayi umfazi lo uyadelela amtshaye ugcine sokusiba nzima ngakho-ke noma umnothweli ukunzima la kudala bekukhona kodwa i-family structure mhlawumbe le nsonto le-culture yethu ibikhona ukuthi incedise ukuthi muli zihlale zibambeni
yes yakuzwa kakhulu ungayikhathana bhebhe ubambe khonapho um khonyangzane-ke silenkinga um locingo um umesise memory kachamba bese ngele cingweni blessing kodwa ukhonyangzane ucingo lakhe luyakhathaza sibini sizambuyelela sibuze ukuthi uyathini
For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about gender violence. Of course, this is still a problem in Zimbabwe, and the world is commemorating what is called 16 Days of Activism to at least raise awareness to make sure that gender violence becomes a thing of the past. And there have been many reports of women being killed. And of course, there are several remedies, Gibbs, if there are problems in the family. Long back, they were the tetes. Udadewetu.
Yeah, umalume
umalume
ubabakazi no kutwa ngobabakazi
ubabakazi
u aunt
ubabakazi so you could go to your aunt or vatete to try and reconcile and of course these days you know sometimes it's good that you can go to the police if there are incidents of gender-based violence because it progresses until we hear of these cases of murder, which really is something that is problematic. Gibbs.
Yeah. Silo umlaleli lapha ke umnumzana Moken Dube oseBotswana. Baba Dube ungawutshona njani?
Hayi siyatshona lishona njani Baba Dube?
Hayi mbijana kunjani khona phe eBotswana?
Hayi kusatshisa alikani kangako izulu.
Ye, so ngabuse Gaborone kumbe use Francis Town?
Hayi ngiseduze le Gaborone yeMolepulule.
Hayi siyakubona ke baba. Ye, sikhuluma ngodaba lolu ole gender violence kumbe ngithi ukukhahlamezwa kwabomama. Kambe ungathini khonapho?
Ukukhahlamezwa kwabomama akukhona kuvamile ikakhulu ngithi thina abantu ngathi lapha e-Africa ngingazi njengoba mina ngingaphumeli khatshana but engikubonayo lapha eduze lakhona apha lapha engikhona elizweni leli leBotswana lasekhaya ngibona nje kube kufana into engicabangayo lami nje ukuthi ngabe kuyenzeka ukuthi abantu siphungule kakhulu into ezinjenge-substance abuse ngoba ngokubona kwami ngicabanga ukuthi i-substance abuse ngathi kumbe utshwala into ezinjalo ungananzelela isikhathi eziningi abantu abotholakala sebehlukumeza abantu abangomama kumbe abantu abangabantwana isikhathi esiningi babe benathile kumbe kube le nto ezinjalo so ngingazi ngama-structures akhona into ezinjengethethi kunganceda kakhulu ukuthi abafundisi labanye abanjalo kube lama-workshops nje afundisa abantu abangobaba kumbe kube lama-organization angacreat-a kumbe singathi lapha kuleli lizwe ngangizwe bele ethiwa yi-main sector lapha amadoda ahlangana khona befundisana nje ngendlela okumele abantu abathetheneyo baphile ngayo so mbona ngani kumbe lakithi ekhaya ngabe kuyenza ukuthi sibe la ma-structures anjengalawo kunganceda kakhulu ngoba into ze-violence zikhona kakhulu la kulwaleli lize ngilo ngiyazibona zisenzakala la ekhaya ngalithiya zikhona so angazi ukuthi kumbe kwenziwa yini uhluphe njengoba umama bhebhe kwakhuluma laphana ukuthi le mali kumbe yiyo esidala ukuthi abantu babe lolaka kodwa bengicabanga ukuthi isonto kumbe ngathi i-church inganceda kakhulu ukubana iphungule uhlupho lwalo lesilalo ngoba luhlupho olukhulu kakhulu ikakhulu xa ukhangele ebantwini abathetheneyo ngoba abantwana bazalekhayela ukuthi ubaba uyeza inyanga kumbe iphelile bakhayela ukuthi ubaba uyabuya kuzadliwa ekhaya ubaba usenathile usebuya akanavini imali ukuthi ayenze i-stop gap laphana sokumele ukuthi afike laphana ngolaka umama ngathi imali sebechaywa umama abantwana labo sebekhala so akusabi mnandi endlini yikho ngisithi mhlawumbe into ze-economy lezi zingani zile zicontributa kakhulu ku-social kuma-social issues affectayo thina ikakhulu abantu abamnyama ngizakhuluma kakhulu ngathi thina abantu abamnyama ngoba bengikubona ngathi okwenzakala kakhulu ngakithi thina ebantwini abamnyama.
Hhayi, kwenya kuvele kukhona endaweni eziningi la ngapha lakho kukhona babadube, kodwa hhayi sibongele kakhulu ngamazwi akho ahlakaniphileyo. Ungathinela kusasa uphenduke njalo kulolu hlelo baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga. Ngicela ukuthi kuphela abantu kababuyele esintwini babale kakhulu njalo leBhayibheli ngoba iBhayibheli yilo elingani liye linqanda abantu libaletha ukubana bazwisise ukuthi baphile kanjani labanye. So ngibona ngani kono kana lokuphungula nje substance mbona ngani kunganceda kakhulu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Dube, sibongile kakhulu. Ye, ubona abantwana.
Hayi, siyabonga ba.
Yes, so Mr. Dube is raising so many issues here. One of them is substance abuse. He says the majority of men beat up their wives because they'll be drunk, you know, literally. And he says it's because of beer and drugs. Then he says, you know, this is prevalent among married people in most cases. And then he says people should go back to the basics, you know. There's a basic way of living that we can actually, you know, get around the issue of domestic violence.
Well, of course, there's still, you know, debate as to where people tend to. Some say they can go to their pastors, but we have also had incidents where pastors abuse their congregants, especially women who go to report these acts of violence, and the same has also been said about the police, you know, that some of them actually end up abusing the victims of gender-based violence. But, you know, people should not keep quiet. That's what we urge women to do. They should talk about it because it actually escalates. This is where you end up having someone killed. It's simply because it starts as something that one feels is, you know, simple. Is but earlier, I mean, but later on escalates. It can be verbal abuse, turns to physical abuse, and then all those things happen. And what is this 16 Days of Action campaign? The reason is that one in three women worldwide faces abuse, violence, and rape every day. In no country of the world are women free from this fear and terror. And the 16 Days campaign is an international campaign that started in 1991. Since then, over 5,179 groups in 187 countries have taken part. And of course, the 16 Days campaign is successful because of the support of people in local communities and organizations nationwide, raising more awareness of the issue of domestic violence in our communities. Each year, the 16 Days of Action run from 25th November, which is today, which is the United Nations International Day of Elimination of Violence Against Women, to 10th December, which is the Human Rights Day. The campaign spans these 16 days in order to highlight the link between violence against women and human rights. So that explains why it runs from November 10, November 25 to December 10, which is the International Day of Human Rights. Tinenge tinemuterere wedu mumwe pana pamkoma Moses Magadi. Mkoma Moses.
Hello.
Magadi enyu.
Dinela ledi.
Tipe ofungwa dzenyu panya yekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai nevanasikana. Muri kundinzwa here mkoma Moses? Mkoma Moses?
Hello.
Muri kundinzwa here?
Ya, kadzidzo.
Taurisa henyu tinzwanana hatisinyatso kunzwai.
Madzi
Tukutawara ninya ye miri shonga kumadzimai ne mwanasikana muri kuiona sei ringagadziriswe sei dambudziko iri. Hello, Mkoma Moses? Okay, Mkoma Moses, regete ze kufundira zvakare nhare yenyu haisi kunzwika zvakanaka.
Okay.
Tinotenda.
Yeah, let's get back to Mrs. Pepe. Are you still on the line? Hello, Mrs. Pepe.
I'm here.
Oh, thank you very much. So, Mrs. Pepe, you know, there are some women that don't report cases of abuse to the police. Why?
Like I said, some of the economic situations for some women who are not financially independent, they are still dependent on their husbands. They are thinking of what the future holds. Who will I leave my children with? Mm-hmm. Will I allow another woman to come and take care of them since I cannot afford to live with them? So they won't report that case, one. Secondly, if they do go and report it, at times the police start to ask them, what is the cause of your grievance? What did you do to this man for him to beat you up? Do you think it's wise to keep him in jail and not have a source of livelihood? They actually discourage some women from reporting those cases. And for some, it's a matter of their dignity. They are thinking, what will the community say? Bring shame to my family, bring shame to my husband, bring shame to the name of the family. All those things weigh upon a woman. The cultural burdens, the patriarchal society that demands that a woman is subjective, no matter what she goes through, all those things weigh upon a woman.
Mm. Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Yes, ngatike sasilo baba sicungeni lapha. Eh, umnumzana uChabalala. Baba Chabalala, ungachona njani?
Sawubona Dusi.
Sizabona mshengu kunjani?
Yeah, phela ungathi chona njani sifika sike sabona next week. Ngizithwa sawubona mama mgcina kudala.
Sizakubona sawubona ndada.
Yebo. Yeah, ngithi nami ke ngiphawule kulolu hlelo. Yabona ukuthi ngisinto bathi sisemanzi. Sonke siyakwazi lokho isintwini. Yabona ukuthi umuntu wesifazane uyashaya noma ngabe ingane. Ingane ungahlele kuyilaya nje inabo 2 years, masithi 3 4 5. Ukuthi uma uyifaka kusazi very ishwaqe uzuthi hey ka lengathi fuze bani. So mina ngithi emadodeni ukuthi ushaya umuntu wesifazane akulungile nakhona. Kodwa nakhona abantu besifazana abanye sebesebenzisa amalungelo sokungani yinto efike namhlanje umuntu uzothi nami nginelungelo lokwenza kanje indodana isitshela ukuthi phela mina ngalobola. So ikumele ngenze noma yini engiyenzayo yabo. Kodwa-ke okusalayo ukuthi ilungelo libe khona kodwa alinga-abuswa. Nanokuthi nawe ndoda unga-abuse amandla okuthi ngoba mina ngiyinhloko yomuzi angishaye umfazi angathi ushaye ingane ushaya ngomlomo nje nikhulume nizwane. Kusuka lapho uma usufaka umuntu isandla kusho ukuthi hayi cha usumenze umuntu wakho phela usungathi wamthenga kanti awumthenga. Kanti nabomama nawo bangasebenzisa amalungelo okuthi nami nginelungelo lokwenza nje ama ufika ebusuku nami ngifika ebusuku ofike ukuqala kapheke naye ngoba sinamalungelo cha. Ehe.
Kodwa kuvame kangani lapho khona khonapho ukukhahlamezwa kwabomama?
Yabona lapha ngesizwe bathi ngisakathi bevukela lokhu ningiweaba into ehlala yenzeka nje mihla namalanga. Yabona lapha sewungathi nje kuyimpilo ukuthi nje ngaphandle kokuthi umuntu ahlukunyezwe nje hhayi akwenzi khona manje bekunomunye usisi igeli nje ibishaya ingane igcina ingane yomkhahlela izimshaye ngane intombazi yakhona ishonile so ingane leyo abeyishaya so sazoye ekhothi so egcina ingane kodwa ayishaya ngathi ushaya intsha aze ayikhahlele kuphuma
bamba khonapho mshengo ungayikatshana bamba khonapho siyabuya kuwe khonapho ungayikatshana lo mama mabhebhe ndingayikatshana
na mkoma Louis rambai zvenyu muri parunhare please mkoma Louis do stay on the line for our radio listeners. We are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.